Each morning at this time, we'll be offering some suggestions about opening to your experience. In this way, we talked about last night, opening to the human experience. What is it like to be a human being? What is the experience of being human? And the practice of mindfulness ultimately includes the entirety of our human experience. No part left out. Nothing excluded. With this strength, this capacity of mindfulness, and a stability of mind, we can meet and know fully whatever arises in our body and mind, and not be distracted or reactive. Or feel like we're being buffeted around by our experience. This quality of mindful attention, knowing what's happening in the present moment while it's happening, with a curiosity of the about the experience. With a kind attention, friendly, curious. What's it like to be human? Oh, this too. What's it like to be confused or frustrated or irritated or happy or calm? And so we cultivate a curious, kind, and relaxed attention to our experience. This is where we're headed with our mindfulness practice. Cultivate that capacity of mind and then just watch the show and learn. Learn what leads us to struggle. Learn what leads us to ease and peace. As that learning develops, as that learning grows, as wisdom grows, there's a very natural way that our system begins to release those ways that we struggle and begins to orient or gravitate more towards ease and peace. And so the process of mindfulness is really about learning what happens in our body and mind, curiosity about that, and then allowing our system, our organism, to support us in moving towards more freedom, more ease, more peace. In these first couple of days here, while we'll be headed in the direction of opening to the entirety of our experience, it can be helpful at the beginning of a retreat, the beginning of a period of practice, to settle the mind on one particular area of experience. allow the attention to collect, stabilize. It's the stability of the attention that allows us to really learn. The stability of attention that allows us to deepen our understanding of what's happening in our bodies and minds. And so cultivating this capacity for stability, sometimes it's helpful to just let the attention rest with one particular experience for a little while. Today, in this period, we'll be exploring what it means to settle with the breath, this aspect of our human experience, with relaxation, with friendliness, with curiosity. And as we go over the week, we'll be exploring suggestions for meeting the full range of our experience. In my own exploration of the practice, I have found relaxation to be a huge ally in our ability to stay present with this curious kindness. And so in this period, I'd like to begin there with you. And so finding a posture that feels at ease, as comfortable as you can in this moment. An uprightness, a relaxed posture. Seeing if you can allow the muscles to relax around the bones. In the sitting posture or the standing posture, there's a way that the structure of our bones can support us, and we can allow the muscles to relax around the bones. We cultivate a posture of both relaxation and alertness. These two qualities are not actually opposite. We can be both relaxed and alert. To support this relaxation, we'll just explore for a few moments a conscious relaxation of body and mind. And so letting your attention rest in your head and your face, and just seeing if the muscles of your head and face can relax. Softening the muscles of your head and face. Relaxing your neck, your shoulders. Softening the arms, the hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Softening the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, letting the belly hang a little bit. Sometimes we hold those muscles, holding ourselves up with those muscles. So just see if you can relax the belly. Relaxing the middle and lower back. Softening the hips, the pelvis. Maybe softening inside the hip socket. That might be possible. relaxing the legs, including the knees, the ankles, the feet. And then sometimes having relaxed the surface of the body, the outer, the muscles of the body, we sometimes can relax inside the body. Just check in. Maybe there's some possibility of relaxing inside the throat. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach, the intestines can relax. And then perhaps the mind too can relax. When the mind is tense, it's often caught into thought of past or future or even about the present. Seeing if there can be a relaxing of the thinking mind. Gill sometimes suggests exploring this by almost using an image as if the brain were a muscle. See if you can relax your brain. From this place or stance of as much relaxation as is available for you in this moment, open to recognize just the whole body sitting here, just the experience of body. Perhaps the uprightness or the sense of the body, maybe contact points of pressure. And maybe the gentle movement of the breath. Opening up. Breathing is already happening. Allowing the attention to open up and simply receive the breathing that is already happening. Maybe the mind, the attention can stay relaxed and let the breathing come in to that relaxed attention. Let the breathing come to you. There are different places you might notice the experience of breathing. You might notice it at your nostrils. Or inside your throat. Or perhaps the movement of the expansion and contraction of the rib cage. You might be able to feel the movement of the diaphragm below the sternum. The rising and falling of the abdomen. Or maybe just a sense of the body breathing, maybe a larger sense of the body breathing. However, it's most easeful for you to connect with the experience of breathing. Let that be where the attention rests. Can there be a sense of kindness? This is a human being that's breathing. This breath that's keeping us alive. An appreciation for this body that keeps us alive and breathes. In allowing the attention to settle with the breath, to connect and rest with the breath, we don't have to try excluding other experience. It may be that you're noticing sound happening too. There's hearing and the breath. Or there's other body sensations and the breath. That's fine. Just keeping that connection and the breath. And the breath. We don't have to push away anything. If the mind starts getting tight or constricted around the experience of breathing, if you feel that tension or constriction, allow yourself to just relax for a moment again. Take a few moments to relax the body, relax the mind. And then inviting the breath back into that relaxation. The relaxation of attention in the present moment is way more important than staying tightly connected to the breath. So emphasize that relaxed attention. Relax and receive the breath. Of course, the mind will wander into thought. This will be a regular aspect of our practice, and we learn to explore and be friendly with that too. In the moment, actually, that you notice thinking is happening, already mindfulness is back. In that moment, it can be really helpful to check in and see, is there tension that has crept in again to the body and mind as a result of the mind wandering off? And if that has happened, again, rather than rushing back to say, oh, breath is the most important, relaxation of attention is the most important. And so taking some moments to relax the body, relax the mind. And then as it feels natural, letting the breath return into that relaxed attention. Just enough effort in a moment to be with half a breath. And then just enough attention, enough effort to be with another half a breath. So that moment after moment, the attention can be relaxed as it receives the breathing, the experience of breathing. What is it to be a human being that's breathing? What is the experience of breathing? Allowing this relaxed attention to reveal this aspect of our life.